Hey, we'll call the meeting of the House Arctic Policy, Economic Development, and Tourism to order. It's 11:36 a.m. Thursday, March 8th in State Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Newman, Representative Tallarico, Representative Josephson, and myself, Representative Lincoln. We have a quorum to conduct business, and I'd ask that everyone and the committee and the audience, please silence your cell phones. Before we begin, I'd also like to thank Susie Edwardson, our committee secretary, and Doug Bridges to provide transcript and recording services for us today. My staff member, Jackie Boyer, will be helping us with any sort of committee needs. And for the record, Representative Edgman has joined us as well. The intent of the meeting today is to hear public testimony on House Joint Resolution 33 and move it from committee. And at this point, I would like to ask the sponsor of the resolution, Representative Tuck's staff member, Michael Lowe, to the table if you have further comment on the resolution at this time.
Yes, Mr. Chair, for the record, Michael Lowe. Intern for Representative Chris Tuck. I did want to address one point that I believe you brought up, or a question that you brought up last time, and it was regarding tentative locations for the port. DOT did a survey or a report in 2012 asking that same question. And Nome did prove to be, that was kind of my tentative answer to you, just kind of my guess based on a number of factors and also based on the other opportunities that lie in Nome potentially. But DOT actually in 2012 kind of came to that same conclusion. They measured different variables of about 13 different areas within Alaska, Western Alaska, and Northern Alaska, and Nome came out to be far ahead of its competitors. The only problem with it is it's not far enough north, I think, but as far as suitability for a port and the factors that DOT has pointed out, it's top of the list on many factors, and I can get this report to you, or just the chart, really. I can get that to you and members of the committee if you guys want that as well. But yeah, I just wanted to address that point before.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't hurt to share that report with the committee members. Are there any questions for the resolution sponsor at this time, Representative Newman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first thing I noticed when I read through this, and I was writing you a note actually, I don't see the work that was done by the Arctic Policy Council. A tremendous effort with the Coast Guard and all that, was a very fully developed plan that was very precise, and a huge effort, statewide effort by a tremendous amount of people went into that, led by our speaker. But there's no mention of following the plan of the ports and the Coast Guard's plan and all that in this resolution. To me, it would seem like there would be some suggestion that we should follow the plan that was laid out with the Arctic Council in that process, and I understand it. And I support the resolution as it is, and of trying to get an Arctic port, and I know that it's our federal government, our delegation's trying to do that, but I would certainly like to see references to following the plan that's already been laid out and approved by a lot of people and work done by a lot of hardworking people in the state. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rep. Newman. Do you have a response?
Yes, through the chair, Representative Newman. Part of the research that did go into drafting this or writing this resolution came from a lot that we found from that report, as well as the Obama-era implementation plan that was a separate report. As far as mentioning it, I do agree that maybe it should have been mentioned, and some of the work has already been done as far as the plan to go forward on it. So, yeah, that's just I agree with that assessment. Like I said, that form, that report did play a huge part in giving us information and giving us ideas for this resolution. So,
follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
And as was suggested, you know, there's been a lot of effort put into this, you know, in the plenary. So, again, I'd like to see maybe a suggestion and to follow in what's already been developed in the work that's there. And you can work that. I'd be glad to work with you, Mr. Chair, on that. I was the one who did a lot of the work on that as well. So,
right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So just to be clear, is the request that we hold off on moving the bill till we can offer an amendment to, or
Mr. Good Chair,
Chairman, can I chime in?
Yes, Rep. Benjamin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would not recommend holding the bill for an amendment. I think what Representative Newman, he can certainly clarify if he wishes. I think you were alluding to maybe future action or somewhere. Another stop that the bill would make, perhaps on the floor. But I think I would bring to the committee's attention, having served on the Northern Waters Task Force, the predecessor to the Arctic Policy Commission, that I believe Representative Newman and the bill's sponsor staff may be alluding to. I don't think that the commission's report from memory, Arctic Policy Commission, actually picked a site for a Northern Waters Arctic port. There's been a lot of work relative to Cape Clarence and if I'm saying that right, Cape mm-hmm. Blossom, pardon me, out of Kotzebue, mm-hmm. and the place out of Nome, the Clarence, the full name has escaped me at the moment, but those have been two sites that have been investigated. And I think more work is being done. I think Nome has definitely got a leg up at this point, if not officially been selected as the site. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that this resolution, I think, is well-intentioned. I think it serves the purpose of sort of supporting all of that. And I really don't know, Representative Newman, just off the top of my head, if there was any specific designation that came from the legislature in any form or fashion.
Representative Newman?
Mr. Chair, Representative Edgman, I believe that there was. I think it was because the Dutch Harbor and all the facilities at Dutch Harbor, the ability to deal with large ships and the infrastructure that's already been developed there. And I think the thought process when we were working on this, if I remember correctly, was although there was a lot of support, obviously, and a need for a port up in Nome and in the northern area in there. But as far as an industrial port that could handle ships and over-the-top freighter traffic and the repairs, all the things that have to go on to that, they all still had to go through Dutch. And because of the northern latitude that this all encompasses, I believe that was considered by the council to look at Dutch. But not to say that there's not need for other harbors northern, but I think as far as the entryway, I think that's what was the council. But maybe I remember wrong.
Can we have a brief at ease, please?
Brief at ease. We're back on record. And Representative Edgman?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I believe we have the port director and the mayor of Nome online. I think they can add further clarification and maybe properly address this question. I think at some point we should bring them into the conversation.
Okay. So maybe we would go to public testimony at this time and then pick up the conversation afterwards. Okay. So we'd like that we'll open public testimony on House Joint Resolution 33. We have one person on the line looking to testify this morning, and that is Richard Benville. The mayor of Nome, are you there, Mr. Benville?
Indeed I am, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I am here. I'd like to congratulate Representative Tuck for bringing this in a formal way to the attention of this port, to the attention of the legislature. It's so incredibly important. I'm bringing you greetings from Nome, Alaska, on a sunny day. It's about 10 degrees. The Burled Arch is in the middle of Front Street. The snow had fallen all night long. It's beautiful. But to get to the point, I was recently attending a Arctic Frontiers meeting in Tromsø, Norway. The reason I mention it is because of the feeling I left when I left Norway. And I say this not to embarrass us in America, perhaps maybe the federal government a little bit, but I must say that as I talked to the people of Norway, Finland, and Sweden, and I saw what was going on there, those folks are not looking at the future. They are living in it today. And that is something that we need to do in Alaska to help the rest of our, you know, to get the country on the map as far as the Bering Sea and Bering Strait. So I was very excited. A update. NOAA has gone into an agreement with the Corps of Engineers, a cost sharing, a 50-50 cost share for a NOAA-specific study, taking that whole thing off pause and getting us moving in the direction of creating infrastructure. One day there will be a series of ports going north. It's that big what is happening in the far north. And there'll be NOAA, I sincerely hope, Port Clarence, Cape Blossom, Utqiagvik. There needs to be, because there will be that much traffic coming through. The Coast Guard recently, or port calls in NOAA, went from 441 last year to 723 this past summer. So the trend is there. It's been that way for a long time. And we look forward to being that strategic port north of Dutch Harbor. And I want to thank the governor, and I want to thank the legislature for approving the $1.6 million given to NOAA too, so that we could go in to this cost sharing, which now is now in place. It's been signed, and we're moving ahead with it. I just returned from Washington, D.C., and it was very, very enlightening there. There is a new energy. I just want to say, on a larger sense, I grew up in the Cold War. My father was a dentist in the Air Force. I remember the Cold War so well. And sadly, and you know, it was Winston Churchill who said, if you don't learn from history, you are doomed to repeat it. And I see us kind of moving ever so slowly, but nevertheless, towards kind of this restarting the Cold War. We are so behind in the far north. Alaska needs a port closer to the action, but closer to the Bering Strait. Again, it will be a series of ports going north. And there is also the cost of living and the quality of life in Western Alaska, which will be greatly improved to all of us, because 53 villages are to any some degree or another affected by the commerce that comes in to the port of NOAA. So it's not just for NOAA. It's for Western Alaska. It is for Alaska, and most certainly with the United States. Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for calling in, Mr. Benville. We appreciate your time as well. Are there any questions or comments from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Edgman.
To the mayor, it was nice seeing you in Anchorage a couple of days ago, and I can only wish that I could see you in a few days up in NOAA, and I want to wish you a great Iditarod celebration this year, with just being a few days away, it seems. But also to thank you for your well-informed testimony and your comments today.
Well, my pleasure, and we invite you all to come up to NOAA for the end of Iditarod. I describe it sometimes as Mardi Gras with dogs, and it is wonderful, and it is so Alaskan. It is quintessential. It has Jack London and Robert Service and all of that rolled into one. From a cultural aspect to the excitement of the race itself. Yes, we're ready, and come on up.
Thank you, and just also like to note that Joy Baker, the port director for the city of NOAA, is also online to answer questions if there are any questions for her from the committee. None. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Ms. Baker, would you like to testify, or would you just like to answer questions?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. I would like to make a few clarifying points. The Army Corps
please,
DOT joint study.
Ms. Baker, if you can, please state your name and affiliation for the record.
I'm sorry, thank you. Joy Baker, Port Director for the City of NOAA.
Thank you.
And yes, for the sponsor statement, defining the young gentleman defining the DOT study from 2012, for a little clarification, combined joint study between DOT and the Army Corps performed by the Alaska District that did evaluate 13 sites in western and northern Alaska for the development of an Arctic port. That was resolved down to the three sites that Representative Edwin was talking about, Cape Blossom, Point Spencer, which is out of Port Clarence, and the city of Nome, the port of Nome. The resulting effort after the further evaluation of those three sites was that Nome was the most economically viable, the most logical site to develop an expanded port facility based on the existing infrastructure and the maritime infrastructure, as well as the community and onshore infrastructure, the airport, the hospital, our crosswind runway, and the facilities onshore that support the port and harbor. That was solidified in January of 2015 when they were coming to the conclusion of the regional port study, and things were only halted at that point and paused in that summer when Shell pulled out of the Arctic and ceased operations in their exploration. So we are, as the mayor mentioned, we have recently signed a cost-share agreement with the Army Corps to resume that process 2 years later and further expand upon the benefits that an expanded facility at Nome can offer. And we believe that we can fit the bill for the Arctic port for the region. And although we understand our sister facility down in Dutch Harbor currently serves as the deep draft support facility for the larger vessels, we contend that we are much closer to the Arctic with the only coastal infrastructure in place, and we can save 3 to 4 days travel, maritime travel and costs for the maritime fleet in that respect. So we're confident that the benefits will be based on the new legislation and the WIN Act of 2016. The expanded benefits will take in the benefits to the region and not just to Nome, and we are confident that at the end of the study, we can show that the benefits outweigh the cost to the region and to the nation, and that we will begin receive a signed chief's report so that we can move into design and achieve construction to get an Arctic deep draft port in place for not only the region's use, the maritime fleet, but the military's use, as we all know how far we are behind Russia. So unless there's any questions, that's all I have at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Baker. Any questions for Ms. Baker? Thank you for your comments. For the record, Representative Tuck has joined us as well. If there are no further questions for Ms. Baker and no one else interested in testifying from the public, we will go ahead and close public testimony. Is there any further discussion from the committee on the resolution? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, these resolutions that support infrastructure in our state are very important, I think, and I certainly support the development of the further infrastructure because it's more than just the safety issues and security issues that I mentioned here, but, you know, my concern is the economic opportunities that are provided in this state in turning these resources into jobs. And opportunities like this to have expanded opportunities for ports and export in not just this area of the state, but all areas of the state where there's development of ports and new infrastructure within our state that does help safety and it does help economic development. Mr. Chair, I only wish we had the opportunity to get more projects within our state that help for safety and infrastructure. I know that there's one in my district, near my district, that could put $750 million into our economy tomorrow starting. That I wish I could get some support with in this community that would certainly add a lot of safety. We just lost another one of our Alaskans a couple of days ago because of the issues that we're facing. So, Mr. Chair, I certainly support this and the development of infrastructure and safety for all Alaskans. I realize that I'm elected from the people of District 8, but I also realize that I represent everybody in this state, and the votes that I do affect everybody in this state. I understand that, and I will do all I can to support all areas of this state. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Newman. Any other comments from the committee? If there are no further questions or comments, then I'd entertain a motion for Resolution 33.
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Joint Resolution 33, version 30-LS135-D from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Representative Edgman. Is there an objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Hearing none, the motion to pass resolution, House Joint Resolution 33, version 30-LS135-D with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note is reported out of the House Arctic Policy, Economic Development, and Tourism Special Committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign. Okay, we're back on record. Our next meeting will be Thursday, March 15, where we will discuss amendments to House Bill 383, an Alaskan Travel Act. Those amendments are due to my office Tuesday, March 13 at 5 p.m. We do expect the bill sponsor to provide a committee substitute with substantial changes. That substitute will be circulated to committee members on Monday. And we ask that amendments be drafted towards the committee substitute and not the original bill. So this meeting of the House Arctic Policy, Economic Development, and Tourism Committee is adjourned at 12:01 p.m.